I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
I've got a question for you.
Golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. It's what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. And all you have to do is listen. Hi, everybody, and welcome. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with our good friend and co-host, Debbie O'Connell. In Master Control, the Duke, Robert DeCoz, is all ready to go. The gang is all here for another edition of The Big Show. We are so excited for today's show. Susie Whaley is back with us for the first time in about 3 years, former LPGA Tour player, the first female president of the PGA of America, a member of the PGA of America Hall of Fame, the president of Golf Nation, just to name a few of her career accomplishments. And Susie will be adding another highlight to her resume in just a couple of weeks. Susie Whaley is the captain of this year's U.S. Junior Ryder Cup team. That's right, everybody knows about the Ryder Cup coming up at the end of the month in New York at Bethpage, but not as many people know about the Junior Ryder Cup, where the best junior golfers from the United States take on the best juniors from Europe. It's been going on since 1997, and Susie Whaley joins us to talk about the Junior Ryder Cup today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green. You can hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio. Also, check us out worldwide on the American Forces Network and Tee to Green streamed live at sportsbyline.com. Along with Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up, talking golf with Susie Whaley next, right here on Tee to Green.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it. Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full. But you definitely should, because again, interest charges. With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, on your smartphone. That's us. It's Tee to Green. It's the Golf Show. Back with you on a Sunday for another edition of the big show here. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with my co-host, Debbie O'Connell. Robert DeCosa, the Duke, is in master control, and we've got a great show lined up for you today. First, let's say hi to Debbie. Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
Hey, Jay, I am fantastic. I'm so excited for another beautiful day in the Northeast. It's awesome, so I hope many of you are out there playing golf and enjoying the weather.
Yeah, Robert and I are lucky. We're joined by a couple of great ladies on today's show. Of course, Debbie O'Connell, we just heard from her. And our first guest is standing by. Well, let's get right to her. What do you say, Debbie? We'll bring on Susie Whaley. It's been a while since we've had Susie on the show. In fact, I was looking it up just before we came on the air. It's been almost 3 years to the day when she joined us last. If there was a Mount Rushmore of the most influential women in golf over the last 20 years, Susie Whaley would definitely be on the mountain. She's had quite the journey from being an LPGA Tour member back in the 90s. She jumped on a lot of people's radar back in 2003 when she qualified for and played in the 2003 Greater Hartford Open, becoming the first woman since Babe Zaharias in 1945 to play in a men's PGA Tour event. From there, she went on as a commentator and analyst for ESPN and ESPN Plus. She continued her work as an LPGA teaching and club professional. 2018, the first woman elected to serve as the PGA of America president. She is a member of the PGA of America Hall of Fame, the president of Golf Nation. And she's going to add to that list of highlights to her career in just a couple of weeks when she is going to captain the U.S. Junior Ryder Cup team when they take on Europe later this month. And so we're just thrilled to have back on Tee to Green, Susie Whaley. Hey, Susie, how you doing?
I'm great. Boy, that introduction, that was so nice. Thank you. I appreciate
well
it,
deserved.
But I didn't realize I hadn't chatted with you in 3 years. That's way too long.
I know. It seems like we just had you on a few months ago, and it's been 3 years already. It's like time flying by. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Say hi to Debbie, too.
Hi, Debbie.
Hey, Susie, it's so awesome to have you on the show. I've had the chance to have a front row seat to watch your career as a fellow member of the LPGA, and it's been just extraordinary and inspiring. You know, I would love to hear first about how you shattered the ceiling in the PGA of America to become the first female president. What was the toughest tradition maybe to rethink for everybody, or the proudest moment of your term as president?
Yeah, it was great to talk to you, too. And I would tell you that your leadership poses, Debbie, helped me through all that.
So
I don't know if people know this, but Debbie runs these amazing leadership academies for the LPGA Girls Golf Program. And I'm always enamored by all you do and your books. And I appreciate everything you've given back to just inspire young girls to be strong and confident. I just love that messaging. But for me, it took that too, right? It took knowing that I belonged. It took knowing that I was prepared and qualified, and that I felt like I had something to give back to an association that had given me so much, and I wanted to be a voice at the table. So for me, it was an experience that I cherish and really enjoyed. I was around incredible leaders, had a chance to network across the world, and really helped I believe, evolved the game of golf in a direction that I was hoping it would. So as the game has grown, I've had a front row seat as a part of it, and so many others along the way that have inspired people to play the game like you. And I'm just happy and proud to be a PGA and an LPGA member.
Well, you seem like you've worn every hat in golf, and you have another hat that you're putting on in a couple of weeks, as Jay said, but from tour player to coach to commentator, executive, business owner, and then all of the high-level positions you've held. You know, was this your plan coming out of school and college as a collegiate athlete in golf? Was it, this is going to be my life's work. I'm going to take the game of golf and change lives. Was that your thinking?
Like, not even close. I always laugh when people ask me that because I was going to go to law school. And this wasn't on the radar at all. I had taken my LSATs. I was a good collegiate golfer, but I, you know, certainly wasn't a standout. I played on the University of North Carolina golf team with Donna Andrews and Katie Peterson, both of whom were All-Americans and went on to incredible careers on tour. But the tour was never something I even talked to my parents about. It was nothing I was intending or planning. I never even talked about turning professional. Until my senior, after I graduated college, I had a good senior year in college playing, and I ended up playing in a couple LPGA Tour events as an amateur that summer and qualified for those, ran into some people who were willing to sponsor me to go to tour school, and literally went home and sat my parents down, and I said, hey, you know what, I think I'm going to go to tour school, not law school. And I think my parents were like, what? So that's how my golf journey actually started. It was completely organic. I ended up getting my tour card and really looking around at my parents going, like, gosh, I wonder what I do now. So, you know, I've loved my career. As I mentioned earlier, golf has given more than I can ever give back to it. I met my husband through the game. We have two beautiful children. And I've been so blessed to have golf as a part of my world and life. But I do think about that daily. It was really close to me making a different turn. And my mom said to me at the time, I have amazing parents. And my mom said to me at the time, you know, if this is what you want to do, you can always go back and be a lawyer. This is what you should do now. And I so appreciate her for that and for opening that door for me.
Susie Whaley, our guest today. Susie, one of the things that jumped out at me when I was looking at your bio, president of Golf Nation. I didn't know anything about that. What is Golf Nation? Are you still with that, or tell us about it?
I am still with that. I'm in an advisory role now because I'm part of another venture that I'm really excited about that I can share hopefully in a couple months and talk through. But Golf Nation is a digital media company. It's a CTV OTT channel where we do in-video commerce without a QR code, which is really exciting. And we do all golf content. We license. We do original content. And it's a really exciting platform that when I took on the role 3 years ago, I knew media from the other side, from talking behind a mic. I did not know the digital media space, so it was an enormous learning curve for me. And I tell you what, I think I look to that. I seem to love these challenges, and I, you know, have grown so much in that space since then, and understanding platforms and digital platforms and worldwide feeds and licensing and content creation, candidly, and digital marketing. And that, for me, has been an area that I've always had interest in and something I've been really proud to be a part of.
Well, and not resting on your laurels, you take on the job as Junior Ryder Cup captain this year in just a few weeks, a couple weeks, as a matter of fact. How did that come about? Did you campaign for that? Did they come to you and say, we want you to do this? Tell us how that transpired.
Yeah, no, they do come to you. It's typically the past president of the PGA of America at some point in their career has that honor. And as a coach that I am incredibly passionate coach, I always have been, I would tell you it's my true love, is just coaching and exposing people to the game of golf. And for me to be have, you know, these unbelievable 12, six boys, six girls, this will be the 13th contest of the Junior Ryder Cup. It'll be the first time domestically they will play their singles matches at venue on course on Thursday prior to the Ryder Cup between Team Europe and Team USA's practice rounds. For us to have that opportunity, my husband's my captain, my co-captain, and to get to know these boys and girls, to be able to watch them, to pair them up, I hope, correctly, because they are so talented. But we need to win this cup back. We lost it in Rome, and Stephen Gallagher, who's the coach, the captain for Team Europe, he is certainly coming to not allow us to do that, obviously, and they have a really strong group of boys and girls as well. So it's going to be an incredible week. And we start, I meet them up there next Saturday, so we can't wait to get started. We have a practice round on Sunday at Bethpage and a practice round on Monday at Nassau Country Club. The first two rounds will be contested at Nassau. I'm sorry, the first three matches contested at Nassau, and then the singles will move over to Bethpage on Thursday. And then, you know, the thing that I really want to get across to people is no ticket needed at Nassau. So Tuesday and Wednesday, Tuesday they'll play 36, Wednesday they'll play 18, and I hope we have a heck of a lot of support that comes out to Nassau in Long Island to support Team USA so we can get that cup back.
Well, you heard it from the captain, everybody. Get out there and support those juniors. They love to hear the chants of USA and see red, white, and blue all through the stands. And Susie, what I love about you is you are so competitive. Oh, I think we have to take a break. We've got a lot more coming up with Susie Whaley right after this short break, so don't go away.
Yeah, we'll be back on the other side. Susie's doing another segment with us here today on Tee to Green.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield. CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Show by golfers for golfers. It's Tee to Green, news, interviews, and lots of fun for everyone interested in golf. And we do it every Sunday. Along with Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie. We're talking to Susie Whaley, who is the captain of the U.S. Junior Ryder Cup team. They'll be taking on Team Europe on September 23rd through 25th. Just ahead of the regular Ryder Cup, that's coming up just around the corner at the end of the month at Bethpage. They'll play the Junior Ryder Cup at Nassau Country Club, and then the final day singles competition will be at Bethpage. That's the first time they're doing that. The Junior Ryder Cup began 1997. The U.S. owns a 7-4-1 record in the event, and if you think this is just a gimmick to help promote the Ryder Cup, you would be dead wrong, because this is pretty serious stuff and a pretty serious competition between the U.S. and Europe as far as the best junior golfers in the world, isn't it, Susie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's really the showcase of golf's next generation. If you look back at who's previously participated on junior Ryder Cup teams, four of the current players on the 2025 USA squad, Sam Burns, Cam Young, Scottie Scheffler and Justin Thomas, all have played on a Junior Ryder Cup team. Nikolai Hogard in 2018 for the Europe. Rory McIlroy played in 2004. So if you really think about, you know, who has made this, who has earned the right to play on this team, you will see these names in the future. They will be the next stars on the PGA and the LPGA Tour. And when you look at the girls, Rose Zhang, you let me know, Andrea Lee, Lexi Thompson has played in Junior Ryder Cup teams. On the other side, Bronte Law, Emily Pettersson. I mean, you could go, Suzanne Pettersson. You could go on and on about who's participated, but it really does lead that pathway to who's coming next, and you have a chance to really watch them compete and play at this young age as they all head off to college or if they choose to turn professional in the coming years.
You know, it's interesting, Susie, on the team, a mix of both boys and girls, six of each. That started back in 2008 to make the junior golf world and the world of golf even more inclusive. How do you, as a coach, lead both girls and boys? Are you noticing differences in how you speak to them, or are all of them come up as competitive golfers and have a similar mindset as they approach the game?
Well, I think what's funny, Debbie, is, like, I'm the first girl, right, that these girls have had an opportunity to have captain. And so, you know, my gut instinct always, as a female, I went straight to the gals, right? I don't think they were used to that. And so, you know, we've been chatting, and I've certainly been following their progress after the team had been selected in some of their events. Amelie Zalsman, for example, played in an LPGA Tour event since then. We have Zoe Kuzak and Anna Fang. Many of them have just committed. So Anna just committed to Stanford Astrid Tally, who is a well-known name already as a junior golfer, has played in multiple LPGA events, is the number one junior in the world. She just committed to Stanford, so it's been fun to follow that. And then on the boys' side, we also have a numerous amount of commits. Miles Russell, of course, is a name many people have already heard because of his PGA Tour participation. But then you've got a Luke Colton just committed to Vanderbilt. You've got Hamilton Coleman going to University of Georgia. You have Giuseppe, who is just this fun follow on social media, just committed to University of Florida. So it's been fun for me to kind of get to know these kids through social media. And that wouldn't have been the case, obviously, 10 years ago, where we'd have a chance to get to know them in that matter. I've had a chance to watch them play at the PGA Junior Championship. I will also meet them, obviously, at the airport. But to answer your question specifically, this is really a mixed event. So the first matches are not mixed. So it's girl with girl as a teammate playing against girl and girl, six girls on each team, six boys on each team. And that will be a foursomes format. The boys will play with the boys, the girls against the girls. As we head into that afternoon match, however, those are mixed four balls. So for me, it's more about pairing them correctly. As I mentioned earlier, these juniors are already accomplished players. I think just about every one of them works with a PGA or LPGA professional on their game. They're not looking to me for swing advice or technique. However, strategy and team building and ensuring that everybody gets the job done and does their job and focuses on that is what my goal is. My goal is to make sure we have a really strong team camaraderie, but everybody understands we're looking to get that trophy back. And if you can do your job and I can pair you with somebody that helps you build your strengths, then we've really got something going. And that's where my role comes in as a captain, is making sure I get people together correctly. And also, like Miles Russell, this is his second time. So for me, it'd be easy to put him with a rookie, for example, to give them some confidence and give them the opportunity not to worry so much. So all of that goes into play. I've been working on it since the team was selected. I'm a huge data stat analytical person. Many of these boys and girls play on the United States national team. I've been in contact with Chris, the head coach of that, Heather Daly, Donna Frio, and Tiffany Joe, just talking through personalities and their thoughts on it. I've, you know, talked to the people that I use in the stat space. This isn't me alone. This is me making sure that we do everything in our power to get that trophy back. And if we don't, congratulations to Team Europe. But, man, I am competitive as heck. I'm not sure this team's ready for it, but I am.
Susie Whaley, captain of the Junior Ryder Cup team, the U.S. captain. Susie, did all the players earn their way onto the team via a point system, or were their captain's picks similar to the regular Ryder Cup?
Yeah, it is a point system, and it's an extensive one that they have to go through. And when we are looking through picking this team, it's a year-long process proceeding from the Junior PGA Championship the year prior. So it's a one-year process. It begins at the 2024 Junior PGA Championship, and then it concluded at the 2025 PGA Championship, which ended on August 1st. And the ranking players we use, AJGA rankings, we use Junior Golf Score rankings, but we also offer exemptions. So there's two spots that go for the PGA Junior Girls Champion and the runner-up from 2025. And that would be the same for the boys. So two spots are already selected from that championship. We also offer a spot to the USGA Junior Girls Championship and the USGA Boys Junior Champion. But they have to be, obviously, citizens of the United States. So this year, the USGA Junior Girls Championship was not. Aphrodite was from Canada. So she isn't on the team, obviously. And then there is one captain's pick at the end that really still goes basically off the rankings. It was a really tight contest this year between two players, and we went with the Ryder Cup point standings, the Junior Ryder Cup point standings for that particular choice. So, you know, like Keegan, I certainly don't want to compare my picks to Keegan's. I mean, that's just, you know, he had an incredibly hard time. We do too, right? And somebody makes it and somebody doesn't, and it's always disappointing for the somebody that didn't. But these players have earned their right. They have qualified for the honor of playing for their country, And it's something I hope they never forget, the international camaraderie, the sportsmanship, the ability to interact with Team Europe, with whom all, both boys and girls, will see the rest of their careers if they continue in the game, and probably will compete at some point coming down the stretch with one of them in a major. And I mean that sincerely, not being dramatic. I mean, some of these players from Team Europe you are going to see at the top of leaderboards as well.
Susie, do the junior players get a chance to interact with the adult players who are competing in the Ryder Cup? And if so, will there be some cool advice and high fives going on between them?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. We're not going to divulge when and where any of that happens because the kids don't know yet. But at the end of the day, you know, as I mentioned, many of the current Ryder Cup participants have played in this event, understand its importance to these juniors, understand that they're the future of the game and the showcase for the next generation. And so for them, especially on that Thursday, you know, on the range, they will be right there alongside Team USA and Team Europe. And then every junior Ryder Cup participant has the opportunity to spend Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Ryder Cup.
Now, you've always been competitive. You've played in huge events, especially the PGA Tour event. What advice are you going to give them? We have about 30 seconds. What are you going to say to them? Singles match at Bethpage, huge crowd. What will you tell these highly competitive athletes?
Yeah, I'm going to tell them to be strong, be confident, be a team player. Do not give up. Have unbelievable grit and determination. You've done this. You know how to do this. This is another place. That golf ball doesn't know where you are. You know where you are. The golf ball doesn't. So get your job done, and we will come up with points on the board.
European team, the defending champion, the Junior Ryder Cup, Susie Whaley, Junior Ryder Cup U.S. captain, with us today on Tee to Green.
Thank you, Susie.
You bet, you guys. Good
luck. Thanks, Susie.
Get that cup.
Good luck, USA.
Thank you.
USA.
Go Team USA. Exactly. Thanks, guys.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. You'll find us here every Sunday on Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie, Debbie O'Connell talking golf. And a quick reminder from our friends at Divot Magazine: if you're tired of paying too much for golf, it's the most important must-have for every golfer, the 2025 Green Saver, helping Colorado golfers save money for 26 years. It's good all year. Green Saver keeps you golfing without breaking the bank. You can redeem at golf courses and indoor golf facilities throughout Colorado and Nevada and save. Save on two-for-ones, half off, other discounted green fees, plus you get additional savings on cart rentals, range balls, hitting bays, club fittings, lessons, lodging, retail, and much, much more. And that's not all. You can enhance your experience with food and drink specials at golf course bars and restaurants. You finish the round, you want to grab a sandwich, you want to grab some wings, or just want to have a couple of cool ones, stick around after the round and enjoy those extra discounts. The 2025 Green Saver, take advantage of the late summer discount rate, $29 for either the book or the mobile format. If you get the book and mobile combined, now discounted down to $49. The more you play, the more you save. For more info or to order, go to greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com. Can't beat it for $29. Never pay full price to golf again. greensavergolf.com. Well, I'll tell you what, Debbie. I think the U.S. Junior Ryder Cup team in pretty good hands there with Susie Whaley as captain.
They are in great hands. Like, you know, Susie, one, she's a competitive person, and she said it. So she wants to win. She heard it. We have to get that cup back. Right? We've got to win the cup back. So she will have those kids ready. But then the other part of Susie, because I've been in audience where she has been a speaker and teaching us how to have time management, with obviously she has, and then how to use technology. And she is a technician. When she said, I love looking into the stats and the data and everything about the players and understanding the depth that she has gone to, as she described, knowing their personality traits, talking to past participants, and watching the kids, she knows everything. Following them on social media about each one of those players on her team, and she will then be able to turn that into, you know, the most amazing pep talks that will reach them, as well as the pairings that will produce winning matches. So I am so excited that Susie is the lead, the captain of the Junior Ryder Cup team this year.
Yeah, a couple of great segments, which we just did. The 13th Junior Ryder Cup, we want to reiterate, September 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Nassau Country Club for the first 2 days on September 23rd and 24th, Nassau Country Club. And that's free. There's no admission for that. So get out there and help support Team USA. And then the singles matches will be the next day, Thursday, September 25th. The first time ever the Ryder Cup venue, the same venue, will host the Junior Ryder Cup singles matches on the eve of the Ryder Cup. So no better lead-in to the Ryder Cup than the Junior Ryder Cup competition, as the American team tries to get the Junior Ryder Cup back from Team Europe.
And, Jay, I promise you there will be huge crowds that day. Years ago, I was at a Ryder Cup on a Wednesday. I was shocked at the amount of people who were walking the grounds on a Wednesday practice round, being part of the excitement, wearing their red, white, and blue. So the junior golfers who will be teeing it up are in for a treat.
Should be fun. And one of the things you'll see at the Junior Ryder Cup,
that you don't see at the Ryder Cup is the boys and girls, men and women, competing together.
Yes. You know, I looked up. I couldn't remember when that started. It was 2008 that they started that. So I think it's really neat for the game. You know, what a great opportunity for the girls. Six girls get to compete here, and then most likely they're going to be the top talent to go compete in the Solheim Junior Cup as well.
Exactly.
So very exciting for them.
Speaking of the Solheim, that's coming up. Is that next year?
It is. So the Solheim Cup is going to the Netherlands. We've never been in the Netherlands. And it is September 7th through the 13th, and it's at Bernardus, Netherlands. Some of you who love wine may have heard of Bernardus Wine. That is the same owners. They have the winery, and they own this golf course, and I had the opportunity to visit. It's a great place, so much fun. And I am running a trip to the Netherlands for this, which includes pavilion tickets to the Solheim Cup. And we have a blast. I absolutely love this event. If you love golf, if you love the Olympics, and you'd like to put on red, white, and blue and cheer. Now, I know we're worldwide, so some of you like to put on blue and yellow, which is great. Just get there, cheer for your team, and be a part of the excitement. It's literally like being at a football game, cheering, screaming, yelling at the Olympics and a golf tournament. So if you haven't been to either the Solheim Cup or Ryder Cup, get there either this year for Ryder Cup or next year for that Solheim Cup. Or if you cannot, for whatever reason, get it on your bucket list and plan for it in the future, because it is just extraordinary.
Yeah, I have been to two Solheims, and this will be my first Ryder Cup. I don't know how I have not gone to a Ryder Cup to this point in my life and career, but I figure this might be my best last chance to go to a Ryder Cup, so I'll be out there along with you at Bethpage.
Yeah, so when we do the show, the weekend of the Ryder Cup in 2 weekends, right, we will be live from the Ryder Cup, so make sure, put that on your calendar right now, Tee to Green, live from the Ryder Cup at Bethpage. We will have so many insights. We'll talk to everyone when we're there on property. We'll give you insights and quotes and keep you up to date exactly what's going on as we are live doing the show.
And you're putting together some trips for next year and the Solheim. That's just a little under a year from now.
Yes, it is. So if you you can go to my website. It's Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, hyphen, O'Connell, O-C-O-N-N-E-L-L.com. And on the front page there, it scrolls, but you look for the Netherlands 2026 trip that we're running, and my company is called Golf Positive. You could also probably just search Golf Positive, but Debbie-O'Connell.com. Click on that Netherlands 2026 fan trip, and please join me. We really have a blast. In my trip, Jay, we play golf for 2 days. I would love to have you come out and join us, too, because I know you love golf. So we do an opening dinner with DJ and dancing. We just kick it off right and celebrate what we're doing there together, the love of golf, the love of our country. And then we play golf for 2 days. We'll have sightseeing options. And then we are the biggest fans you'll find at that Solheim Cup. And we have great pavilion seats and tickets. That's, you know, for people to take a break from the crowds, they can go in, and they have huge screens usually in the pavilion and better food, better bathrooms. And then you can head out to the golf course from there anytime you want as well. But nothing like feeling the excitement of a live event.
Yeah, it's amazing how both the Solheim and the Ryder Cup have taken off and have grown over the last decade or so. I think the Solheim Cup is definitely now the biggest event in women's golf. And for the past several years, the Ryder Cup has been the biggest event in golf, in permanent golf. It's just the biggest event out there.
And you know what's amazing? For most of the time, there's only four groups on the golf course. So you have more people at these events than at any event, And when we had Kelly on, she was saying people will go in the morning and get in the stand that has a big jumbotron, so they're watching it on TV all day, and then they wait for the four groups to pass them, and that's the only live golf they really get to see. But they're on the property. They're part of the excitement. I know that doesn't sound so exciting. Now, the Solheim Cup is a bit different. There's not as many people, and you can literally walk along. You're still maybe a couple people deep, and there'll be lots of people around. But you can certainly see more golf and walk along with the players. But with the Ryder Cup, it's really tough to do that because there are probably 15 people deep. As you're watching, it might be hard to see. So people going, you know, a few holes ahead or sitting on that ninth hole. But and Kelly commented she really hopes the matches go down to the 18th hole because some people sit on 18 waiting for the groups to come. And unfortunately, some matches finish on, you know, earlier holes and they miss out.
Right.
So hopefully it doesn't happen to people sitting there on 18. And it is exciting when they do come down to the last hole for sure. I'm sure the captains want it to end earlier. But the fans, that's what makes it exciting.
With match play, you never know. It could end earlier. It could end on the 14th, 15th hole or go all the way to 18. That's the beauty of match play. One of the things that you talk about great golf books, I would think that if the people who are in charge of the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour really got to thinking about this, wouldn't it be interesting to have a PGA Tour versus LIV Tour golf tournament and have the top players from the two rival tours go head-to-head? What would you think about something like that?
You know what? That could be very interesting, Jay. I hadn't thought about anything like that. But, you know, we do miss having all of the top players competing week in and week out on the PGA Tour because many of the top players have left for the LIV Tour. Fortunately, there's a tremendous amount of great players on the PGA Tour, and that I hadn't thought of that. That could be really interesting because there's been, like, bad blood, okay blood. You know,
yeah.
It's been this rivalry that's happened where, you know, in the beginning, all the emotion around that and the news coverage and this is wrong, this is right, and the money that people who left received, and you know, it's just been such an interesting drama, like a TV drama.
It's gone from the tours, two tours, LIV and PGA Tour, kind of being at each other's throats to talk about a merger and getting them together and fans able to see the best players in the world in one event other than major championships. But now what I'm hearing is that talk has kind of cooled a little bit. The train of thought seems to be heading toward, at least this is from an article I read earlier this week, that, okay, let's declare a truce, peaceful coexistence, PGA Tour, you do your thing, LIV Tour, you do your thing, and go from there. So I don't know how it's all going to work out, but that seems to
be
the news.
I mean, it's been all over the place, right? So we just have to stay tuned. But I think they've kind of settled in on this for a while now.
But if I was in charge of golf, I think PGA versus LIV would be a great event. Oh, well, we'll see. Again, thanks to Susie Whaley for joining us today to talk about the Junior Ryder Cup and, of course, the Ryder Cup right on the heels of the Junior Ryder Cup to follow at Bethpage in New York. We will take a quick break, and we're back for more of the show. More of Tee to Green coming your way right after this.
Are you over the age? age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf, another hour just flying by here today on Tee to Green with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. Quick look at what's going on the tours this weekend. Ladies in Cincinnati for the Kroger Queen City Championship. Debbie, and I think the two best female golfers in the world right now are Charlie Hull and Gino Thittakel. And they're at the top of the leaderboard in this event. Hull at 16 under and Thittakel 15 under going into the last round today. Nelly Korda, number one ranked player in the world. She hasn't won this year, but she's 13 under par, three back of the lead going into that last round in Cincinnati. Tour champions in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, the Minnehaha Country Club. And good leaderboard there. Ernie Els, one shot better than Retief Goosen heading into the final round today. Two shots off the lead, Bo Van Pelt. And Miguel Angel Jimenez, three shots back at 8 under par, going into the final round in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And the Pro Core Championship, final tune-up for a lot of our Ryder Cuppers at Silverado North in Napa, California, wine country. And the first event of the PGA Tour wraparound season, Ben Griffin, 16 under, Jackson Colvin, 15 under, and Scotty Scheffler at 14 under par headed into the final round today. All of the golf on TV this weekend on the Golf Channel, because football, NFL football, on all the other channels.
Jay, so many exciting sports to watch besides the golf, the football, the WNBA playoffs start today as well. Woo, just buckle up and put the TV and have your remote in hand. Enjoy the day, everyone. Maybe you get out and play some golf yourself, too.
Have the remote in hand with new batteries. Fresh batteries. You're going to need them. Hey, that's going to do it. Thanks to Susie Whaley for joining us today, and best of luck to Susie and the Junior Ryder Cup team as they take on Europe here shortly at Nassau Country Club and Bethpage. And as I said, that's going to do it. Thanks to Robert DeCozzi in Master Control. For Debbie, I'm Jay. Thanks for joining us. And get out, play some golf, hit them long, hit them straight.